Welcome to another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. I'm your host, Reverend Cindy Palos, and I've been studying and teaching with the University of Metaphysics for over 50 years. The university is a wonderful place that teaches many courses, and you can actually become a minister and get doctorates in metaphysics. It's worth checking out at metaphysics.com. Today we're going to delve further into Dr. Master's Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. This is Dr. Paul Leon Master's latest book. We have a real fascinating subject. It's clearing the mind of negatives. Last week we did part one, and today is part two. And I have just really been thinking and meditating and affirming on this. It's so important. And I've been thinking of all the ways that today we are bombarded by negative energy and things that we can slip into in the darkness so easily. And then the positive, of course, being we, by having that, make ourselves stronger and we stay in the positive energy and we keep ourselves centered and clear and right in the light. We're going to start, as we always do, with the affirmations from the Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations book. And affirmation number one is auric protection. Every day, I take a few moments to visualize or imagine an aura of white, protective God light surrounding my body and shielding it from outside negative energy influences. Now, this is something I do every single morning, and it's just like taking a shower. You sit down and you start to meditate and you put a brilliant, wonderful white light around you that extends out from your feet, around your body, up above your head. I do about 3 feet around, sometimes 4 feet. I also do the prayer for protection, which I'll share in a few moments after we finish with the affirmations. Music. Oh, this is something that I have such a passion for. I've been in music all my life, and I know how important it is. Here's the affirmation. Whenever possible, during my daily activities, I play beautiful music whose energy I feel myself absorbing into my mind-body energy field, transforming negative energies into positive energies. That is so true. Let's repeat that together, really, because this is so something I believe so strongly in. I've worked with music all my life, and it's so important that I actually created a radio station with the University of Sedona called KUOS with nothing but positive, wonderful, uplifting music and energy, because I really couldn't find it and create it in other formats. So it's really a great place to go. You can find it on TuneIn Radio at KUOS, or you can go to KUOSFM.com or metaphysics.com. If you go there, scroll down, it's way down. So here it is again. Whenever possible, during my daily activities, I play beautiful music whose energy I feel myself absorbing into my body, mind, energy field, transforming negative energies into positive energies. Now, I've done 5 CDs, and 3 of them are spoken word CDs, where I find the most uplifting, wonderful, inspiring music, and I put my words with them, because I have found that when you put positive words with music, they just take flight. It's just such a wonderful thing to experience how they can actually heal you and transform your mind waves and lift you up. This next one's very interesting. I've been just discovering this actually in my last few years. It's humming. When playing beautiful music, I hum to the music and feel that the humming energy vibrations are vibrating through my body, mind, energy field, transforming negative energies into positive energies. Now, I found a book by Dr. Jonathan Goldman who just really goes deeply into this power of humming. And it's interesting because he goes into saying, well, you know, sometimes you see kids naturally just humming, they're humming or singing around, you know, but humming actually creates a vibration If you just do even the M hums. You feel it through your nostrils. You feel it through your whole mouth. It actually vibrates through your entire head. And that is one of the powers of chanting and doing om, is because you have that humming energy. Really remember, if you say om, say it out loud and let that end part, the M, just vibrate and let it hum, that humming power, actually change your energy field. Repeating this affirmation, when playing beautiful music, I hum to the music and feel that the humming energy vibrations are vibrating through my body, mind, and energy field, transforming negative energies into positive energies. This is a great tip. Also, I love this next one, fragrance. I recognize that fragrance is energy, and so at least once daily, I expose my senses to a beautiful fragrance whose energies transform negative energies into positive energy in my body, mind, spiritual energy field. Now, I have a few plants I keep. I'm not a great gardener. And it's amazing these plants actually, it's actually miraculous that these plants survive. But I've got a gardenia plant that was so close to death, I repotted it. And I am getting the most fantastic gardenias as gifts. I go out and cut those gardenias when they're ready, and I place them on the altar and also where I work. And the gardenia scent is just heavenly. And I have been told that gardenias actually remove negative energy and change it with positive. So I make a point before I meditate to breathe in deep the wonderful fragrance of those gardenias and roses. Again, repeating here, I recognize that fragrance is energy. And so, at least once daily, I expose my senses to beautiful fragrances whose energies transform negative energies into positive energy in my body, mind, spiritual energy field. Now, another way to do this, if you don't happen to have roses or gardenias, get some wonderful oils. There are some lovely oils. The rose oil I love, frankincense. I love some of these jasmine. Those I now put on my hands and on my feet every morning in a cross. Just take that, breathe that wonderful fragrance in from your natural oils and put them on your hands and feet. And that immediately brings that positive energy from fragrance into your entire body. There was a reason that Mary Magdalene washed Christ's feet and then put those lovely oils, the frankincense oil, on Christ's feet. Vocabulary is the next one here. I choose to use words in my everyday vocabulary that vibrate positive energy and avoid the opposite, knowing that negative word energy will enter my personal subconscious and adversely influence my conscious thinking. I joined this, I have this app, I like it, it's called Rhymer's Block, because it helps you write things down and send it to all of your WordPress and Google and all the sites. But it's actually a rapper site, I found out. So it's pretty amazing. I sometimes get likes and then I look at their site, and some of them are just so full of rap words that are just so negative. It's just like even reading them, it just is like, whoa. And it became extremely popular with the rap music to use swear words and just awful words, which really do bring down your energy field. And it's very, very cool for a lot of stars and comedians and young people to use swear words all the time, thinking and that it makes them hip. It actually just brings down the energy field. And they've actually done studies on this. There's been recordings of words spoken like love and light and God and healing, and those energy fields carry more power, actually uplift you. And it's really true that more positive words have more energy. So repeating this affirmation, I choose to use words in my everyday vocabulary that vibrate positive energy and avoid the opposite, knowing that negative word energy will enter my personal subconscious to adversely influence my conscious thinking. The next one is conversion illumination. I affirm that in my daily physical body's processing, that negative thought and feeling energy stored in my subconscious memory is converted to waste matter and eliminated from my body as part of its natural functioning. Now, I had never ever heard of this before, and I've known Dr. Masters for many, many years, and this is the first time I'd ever heard anyone say anything like that. But it's interesting, and you know, you think of how people do cleansings and clearings, and why not do cleansings? And when you do cleansings, you know that you're removing anything negative and clearing out the negative from your body. So let's do that again. I affirm that in my daily physical body's processing, that negative thought and feeling energy stored in my subconscious memory is converted to waste matter and eliminated from my body as part of its natural functioning. And each person stores negative energy thought in different places in their body. Women can tend to really store it in their solar plexus and their stomach area and their feeling area. Some people store that negative energy in their shoulders. Yoga really helps. You can do this change of the negative to the positive while you're doing yoga postures as well. Sun energy. Whenever the sun is shining, I take a few moments to close my eyes and imagine that positive sun ray consciousness energy is entering my body-mind energy field, transforming negative energies into positive energies. Well, there's a reason that a lot of cultures, including the Egyptians and Native Americans and so many, actually did worship the sun and do just this. And at dawn, they're out there, you know. In China, you can see just at dawn, all the wonderful people doing Tai Chi as the sun rises from the park. It's such a healing thing. I love doing yoga as the sun's rising. Whenever the sun is shining, I take a few moments to close my eyes and imagine that positive sun ray consciousness energy is entering my body, mind, energy field, transforming negative energies into positive energies. And the last one here is Christing. Christing daily, I take a few moments to visualize or imagine the positive energy body mind field of Christ, seen as the figure of Jesus, entering into all parts of my body, and that in such positive God-light energy field, negative body-mind energies are sublimated into positive God-light energy. This is the highest vibrational energy. And many years ago, Dr. Masters taught, gosh, this had to be 40 years ago at least, this wonderful series called Armor of Light that was put out by a lady named Olive Pixley. Now, it's kind of out of print, and when I go to try to find it, it's about $60, $70 now, and there's only a few left out there. And I have three of them. But these were really powerful energy exercises using the visualization of Christ, from like having Christ at your feet and bringing that Christ energy, seeing that energy of the Christ image at your feet, and then connecting with that in your mind and breathing it in through the head. There are many wonderful, I do these exercises all the time. They're so powerful. I may do a course on them because you can't find the book hardly at all anymore, and they're so powerful. When Dr. Masters first did them, I did the artwork for them. And I don't know what happened to all those, but they're powerful, powerful energies. So repeating this affirmation, daily I take a few moments to visualize or imagine the positive energy body-mind field of Christ, seen as the figure of Jesus entering into all parts of my body, and that in such a positive guide-light energy field, the negative body-mind energies are sublimated into positive God-light energy. So there's so much there. I mean, of course, one of the things we can remember is by doing these affirmations, we're bringing positive energy fields into our whole mind and body and spirit. And we are just changing, like alchemy, that negative into positive. I saw a movie just the other night. It's called A Wrinkle in Time. It was the one that Oprah Winfrey worked on. And it was very interesting. In this movie, there's this negative energy field out there called it, and the little girl's father was lost in it, and they had to go into the negative field. And they talked about this negative field, and it was expressed in this negative field as one of the children that were there with the little girl got caught up in that. It was transformed, and that negative energy was pouring through them. And that little boy went from the sweetest little boy to, like, all he said was nasty things. I mean, just really cruel, nasty things. And that was the it manifesting itself. And we see this negative energy, you know, that are bullies and kids in schools. We see it in so many ways of people who are sharing negative energy and sometimes don't even realize that being cruel and mean is actually spreading that negative energy. It actually has caused some children to commit suicide. So it's a powerful force. I also was searching, and because I do homework for a week when I do each of these shows, and I was drawn to check out that book that came out a long time ago in 1952. I've never read it. It's one that everyone's probably aware of. It's called The Power of Positive Thinking. And it was written in 1952. It became a huge New York Times bestseller. It was on the bestseller list for 186 weeks. 48 of those were in number one. And they were so close to what we're just talking about. Actually, I was thinking of how this book changed people. I saw another movie about the guy that founded McDonald's. And he was an unsuccessful, I think, life insurance salesperson, or maybe he was selling shoes. And he got the power of positive thinking. And he went out, and no matter how many times he got knocked down, he kept doing these positive thinking words that were taught in that book. And he went on to find the McDonald's Golden Arches. So some of the things that are shared in that are things that we do all the time in metaphysics. You picture yourself succeeding. You know, that's one of the basics. That's the image, the visualization. You think a positive thought to drown out a negative thought. That's exactly what we were just talking about in Dr. Master's affirmations. I like that he included in the book, if God be for us, who can be against us? Now, that's such a strong statement. And he suggests you say that to yourself quite often, 10 times during the day. If God be for us, who can be against us? And this other wonderful positive statement from the Bible, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Now, he says to say that 10 times a day, in the morning, you know, during the day and at night. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That is, again, what Dr. Masters was talking about, that powerful Christ energy. And one of the things he brings up is that, and in the first chapter, he goes into quite a bit, which is the that many people who are subject to negative energy have a little self-respect and not a lot of self-esteem and don't really believe in themselves. So that is such a powerful thing. I'm going to be going into that quite a bit because it is really important that we can believe in ourselves and believe that we can succeed, because if you don't have that power to believe and that positive energy, you are missing one of the keys to success. And he also suggests realizing the healing power of prayer and how it will heal physical and emotional problems that arise from negative circumstances. And we all know we've seen that to be true. He said that happiness is created by choice and that worrying only inhibits it and should be stopped. Again, just what we've been saying. You can choose what you're thinking. And when you think that way, that positive energy, which of course was shared in many years later in The Secret, draws to it what you are actually thinking. And another thing that's very, very important is, as I mentioned, habitual worrying is an obstacle. And it's so true. Don't worry, be happy, you know? I mean, and in Reiki, you know, one of the keys that are expressed in your boxes is, I will not worry today, I will not worry. So those are all extremely important. Now, and as we began, we mentioned how important it is to put that white light around it. And there are many times forces of negative energy and things that you can be subjected to. So I say daily a prayer for protection. And it goes, Beloved Heavenly Father and Mother, who are in heaven as on earth, beloved angels and masters, Queen of Angels who in heaven resides, we come before you asking for your help in all things that we do. We ask for your holy protection daily, at all times and in all situations, so that the work we are meant to do in this world will not be disrupted or delayed in any way, but will proceed with ease, peace, and blessings. We call for round-the-clock protection around the airport, you know, in our own planes if we're flying, around our homes, around our workplaces. We call for solid protection around our loved ones at all times as well, to keep us in the brightest light. And again, that's you visualize that white light, the bright light, keep us immune to negative poles of the world, people, or spirits, keeping us happy and seeing the truth in every situation and free of judgments against our brothers and sisters. Keep us always alert to potential dangers coming from any source whatsoever, whether seen or unseen, known or unknown. And may we always have an avenue of escape from danger or mishap whenever necessary. Let us truly be instruments of the divine, seeing clearly what would be the best course of action to take, if any, in every situation before us. We ask for spirit to speak words of wisdom and counsel into our listening ears, and see to it that we are always surrounded by angels of light, protection, wisdom, and love. Let us truly reflect the presence of God on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God, Mother Mary, and your heavenly host of angels on high. There's so much to this, but I'm going to review it with a few points that we've covered here. Again, meditate every day. Always surround yourself with that aura protective white light. Do daily affirmations and meditation. In that, you can do the prayer protection. Listen to positive, joyful music. And you can listen to the audiobooks that are uplifting as well if you're in the car. If there's any conflict, seek peace. Always find that place of peace, that sacred place of peace within you. Another way is to stay positive. Exercise, walk, do yoga. Very good in stimulating positive energy, especially if you can do it in nature, which actually transforms our negative into the healing, green, wonderful, holy light that changes that. Believe in yourself and trust in God. Again, belief is so, so, so important. Do gratitude lists and count your blessings. When you do your gratitude lists, you are bringing in positive energy. You take away from the woe is me and the victim, and you change it immediately to the positive, what you're grateful for. And you see all that you have to be grateful for. And fill your life with light, because light drives away darkness. I wrote this, and I'm going to share it here. Look into the mirror of your soul. What do you really see? Pass the mask placed there to cover what ego might have you believe. Do you love yourself enough to give others a chance to love you too? Can you love others and who they are enough to see their real truth? Some will sell you on how great they are. Some are always in great need. Some will share your answers and bring you answers, and some will share their peace. Everyone has their special gifts, and it's up to us to find what it is we can share to bless others in our life. So take off the mask you wear and stand naked in the light. Don't be afraid to take a chance on fully living your life, a life with light that is so powerful it drives away the forces of darkness. And the light of God will guide you. You just follow that light and you will find that opening to your soul that brings you that fantastic energy of the pure positive energy that can indeed change your life. It's such a great gift if we can actually learn to share and surround ourselves with light. It's the life force of all beings. It can be a reflection that radiates force so that indeed you are a beacon. You can become the light of the world. It's got a tone just like we were talking to music. It's a sound that is in tune with the universal song. You can hum it, you can feel it, you can sing it. You can be in tune with the song that it's a universe. It's a radiation that can lead us to the path of love, and the world can receive that light and love from the universe when we are in universal harmony with the cosmos. So let that light radiate forth from you. Don't be brought down from darkness and fear. Keep in that positive energy, and don't be afraid to call upon God and have that presence ever near. I'm going to close with what I always close with, the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer that was done by John Mark Harmer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all and renews us eternally. We seal these words in our heart, committed in trust and faith. I want to thank you for joining this talk today. I'm always glad to have you there. The talk today was based on the Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations book, which I highly recommend getting. It was written by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. It's 130 pages of affirmations to help you shed old mental and emotional patterns and connect with your higher universal mind for guidance. It's available at metaphysics.com, and you can also get it and another wonderful book by Dr. Paul Leon Masters called Mystical Insights on amazon.com. I have 20 of these shows now, and they're all available to listen to with show notes. If you go to mysticalperspectives.com, they're there, mysticalperspectives.com. And again, God bless you, and keep yourself in that positive energy of light and love. Keep that Christ light shining forth like a beacon. Until next time, a big aloha.